It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
Well, here we are closing in on the end of September and early October, still a while away from the upcoming general election, but it's not too late for people who want to vote in the election coming up on November the 6th to get registered. And to talk about that subject and more about the election upcoming, we welcome to the program Lawrence County Clerk Will Gibson. Okay. Will, good to be with you.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
Well, here we are. As I mentioned before, September is almost over. October will be here, and soon Election Day will be here.
Yeah, Election Day, November the 6th, 2018, and my office is gearing up. Incidentally, as we're taping this, it's on Thursday, September the 27th, and today happens to be the first day for early voting in the county clerk's office. So just anybody out there who hears this and anybody who's interested, if you want to vote ahead of actual election day, the office is going to be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will be closed on Columbus Day, which would be Monday, October the 8th. And then we are going to be open on the Saturday before the election, which is well ahead of us yet. But that's Saturday, November the 3rd, from 9 a.m. to noon. We'll be open that day for early voting as well.
Okay, so people will hear this. They want to register. What's the process? How do they do that?
Easiest way to register is if you can and if you're able, come into the county clerk's office. And again, we're 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And if you have a government-issued photo ID that has the address that you live at on it, that would be sufficient identification for you to be able to register to vote. And if you don't have your address on your ID, if you can bring in an item of mail with you along with some identification, and we know where you live and know where to have you registered to vote at, we can get you registered to vote based on that information as well.
And that's a simple process. You can do that daily?
Yes, absolutely. Come in the courthouse to the county clerk's office anytime, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we should be able to get you lined out. Now, it's worth noting that anybody who is wanting to ensure that they can actually go to the polls on Election Day and vote needs to have their registration updated or put in place by October the 9th. That is the deadline. And incidentally, I should mention this too, the clerk's office is going to be open 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday, October the 6th, for purposes of voter registration only. So if anybody out there hears this and you have any questions or concerns about your voter registration status, or if you know you're not registered to vote and you want to get registered, feel free to call the office, for one thing. That would be a good starting point. 943-2346 is our phone number. Or just come in and check with us during our office hours, and we can check your registration status. If you're not registered where you live or you're not registered at all, we can help you get that done. And again, the deadline for that part of it is October the 9th.
If somebody is unable to, if they're handicapped, physically handicapped, or have some other disability which they're not able to vote, how do they do that?
Okay. Well, the best way to approach that is we do offer vote by mail. And that is a good approach for anybody who may be homebound or not easily able to get out. And again, call the clerk's office, 943-2346. Tell us that you'd like to make arrangements for early voting, vote by mail. And we can mail out an application to you for a ballot, have you sign it and date it, and mail it back to us. And then once we get that back, we'll mail the ballot out to you. You vote the ballot, and then we have an envelope that you put the ballot in, sealed, and it's mailed back to us at the election authority at the county clerk's office, and then we will see to it that your vote does get tabulated.
Well, as we mentioned at the outset, the general election is coming up on November the 6th. All the polling places will be available. Will, just talk about polling places. How many are there in Lawrence County, and some of the information about that.
Yes. At this point, I think we have about 18 or 19 actual polling locations. Some of the precincts are combined. We have a grand total at this point of 24 precincts within the county. Some of the polling places will carry two precincts in them, so that lessens the number that we need down to about 18 or 19. Now, it should be worth mentioning here that one of our polling locations that we'd been using in St. Francisville, for those who vote in Denison 10, was the City of St. Francisville building, formerly the old school, and it had seemed that from the comments that we were getting from the judges and some of the people who went to vote there, that that building is getting older, and it's not as accommodating as it maybe once was, and so we've decided to move the Denison 10 polling location to the Denison Firehouse in St. Francisville. So for those out there who live in the Denison Township area and had voted at the old St. Francisville City building, the old school, just make a note that on the on Election Day you'll go to vote at the Denison Firehouse.
Is that the only polling place change in the county?
That is the only change in the county. For everybody else out there, plan on going and voting at the polling place that you voted at in the last election. Everything else is pretty much the same.
As I mentioned, it's a general election. What offices are going to be voted upon when people go to the polls?
Okay. Some of the notable things on this election is this is a primarily state and local. We do have one federal race on the ballot, that is for our United States Congressman. Aside from that, all of the races, again, are state and local and judges' retentions. Of course, the Illinois governor's race will be on this ballot, as will the Illinois Attorney General, Illinois Secretary of State, Comptroller, and Illinois State Treasurer. And then most notable beyond that would be that our state representative districts, which is split in Lawrence County between the 109th and 110th, both of those races are actually contested in this election, and that is not always the case, but they are this time around. And then I should definitely mention that even though we don't have any local actual races, we do have candidates on the ballot. Incidentally, my office, County Clerk and Recorder, is on the ballot, as is the office for County Treasurer and County Sheriff. And then we actually have four county board districts that that are on the ballot in this particular election as well.
So with those type of races, what kind of voter turnout do you anticipate?
We've actually been kind of talking about this in the office a little bit, the trend that we found is that when there's not a local race of any real consequence, that does have a tendency to drive voter turnout down considerably. And with that in mind, we're looking at a situation where we don't think there will be real high voter turnout in Lawrence County. However, that doesn't negate the fact that that there is a pretty hotly contested governor's race at the state level. And so with that in mind, we do expect that that part of it might turn out voters in slightly more numbers. But it just seems to us that you kind of have to have a race of real local interest to really draw out local voters. And quite honestly, that shouldn't be the case. Everybody out there who's listening to this, if you're a United States citizen, voting is your right, and it is a right that you should take seriously, no matter what the situation, no matter what the consequence. And so I would encourage everybody out there, let's try to get out and vote on November the 6th.
You mentioned the state representatives races. That's a split. Not everybody in the county is voting for the same state representative.
Yes, you are correct on that, Steve. And incidentally, geographically, it's kind of hard to line this out on the radio, but we are split into two districts. The 109th is a Republican Darren Bailey versus Democrat Cynthia Given. Now, just to kind of give folks an idea out there, those who live primarily on the west side of the county, let's say, you know, Bridgeport, Sumner, that area, that is the race that they'll be voting on. And in the 110th, we have Republican Chris Miller against Democrat Shirley Bell. And those of us, like myself, who live more on the east side of the county, that is the race that we'll be voting on.
Now, suppose I'm a voter and I don't know where to go vote. How do I find information out about that?
I think the easiest way to do that is to just simply call the county clerk's office, again, 943-2346, or stop by the office during regular business hours, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We can look up your voter registration. We can tell you where your polling place is, and we can make sure we get you all lined out so that you're ready to vote.
And of course, to pull off any election, you got to have lots of help, election judges and things. Are those already been selected, or are you still doing that?
We've got our roster of election judges ready to go. I've gotten them commissioned for the next 2 years. The county board has to approve that, and then Judge Hopkins has to sign off on it as well, and that's all been taken care of. I would go ahead and just put this out there too, that if anybody is interested in possibly being an election judge, let us know. Give us a call. Come see us. We're always looking for people who are willing to do that. It is a long day. The polls are open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. And it's not something that that everybody would want to do. But I go through it every election day, and it is a long day, but it has some fun elements to it, and you get to see a lot of people that you don't see every day. And so if anybody thinks they might be interested in being an election judge at the polling place, give us a call or come see us. We'd be glad to talk to you.
And well, once the election is done, things are not really official until they're certified by the state.
That is true, Steve. Come election day, everything gets tabulated at the polling location, at the particular polling location for the voting that was done there on that night at 7 p.m. once the polls close. Now, once that's all done, the election judges from each precinct bring in their tabulations to us and their data, which is on a data card that's in the tabulator, and then we run a tabulation at the county clerk's office, at the office of the election authority. Even then, nothing is official. Nothing is official until we ensure that all of the vote-by-mail ballots that might still be out there, that could be postmarked literally on election day, that we get, a few days later, they have a chance to be tabulated. And then in the couple of weeks after the election, when we know that we have everything in and we're satisfied that that everything that's come in, we canvass with the State Board of Elections. And then at that point, we turn our results over to them. And if everything jibes right between us and them, then it all becomes official.
So once again, the optimum date is October the 9th. That's the final day for voter registration. Again, if anybody wants to do that, how can they do it?
Yes. I should say, too, that while October the 9th is the final date to get registered in order to be able to go and vote at the polls on election day, we do offer what is called grace period registration. And if it gets to be October the 10th and you realize you haven't registered to vote, what you need to do at that point is you need to come in person to the county clerk's office and actually tell us that you've not gotten registered to vote, that you need to register to vote, or transfer your registration from a previous address that you lived at. Now, what we have to do there is we go ahead and enter you in the system, and we have you vote right then and there, because we're at a point at that point in the situation where we simply can't get you on the roster for the polling place. So we call it grace period registration. We have you registered, but then you do have to vote right then and there. And we actually offer that from October the 10th all the way up to and through Election Day. So even if on Election Day, on November the 6th, if you realize, I have not gotten myself registered to vote or transferred my registration from my previous address, just come in the county clerk's office and we'll get you set up and you can vote right then and there at the clerk's office on Election Day.
Well, thanks for talking to us about the importance of voting in the election and voter registration. We look forward to November the 6th upcoming.
That sounds good, Steve. Thanks a lot.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email, wako@dlcmediainc.com, phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.